And here we are, Another Waste Podcast, show number 138 on our dial. 138 weeks of podcasts our dedicated fans have been listening to, everybody. My name is Dave. I'm your host. I've been your host. I will be your host. As long as there is Another Waste of Podcast, I will be here. I stand firm by that.
Yay. He will.
I will. Even if there's nobody else listening, I'll be talking. Sitting across from me in the St. Louis studios is my good friend and running partner, Adam. Adam, how's it going?
Hello.
We have on the celebrity couch is the ever crafty Sarah.
Hello.
And sitting next to Sarah is the precocious Miliana. Miliana, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Millie.
Hi. I saw you last week.
Nope. You didn't see Adam last week. You saw Nick.
Yeah, I'm not. You won't get to see me until October.
Rocktober.
You gonna remember me when I see you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Will you play with me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Alright, good.
Thank God.
What should we play?
Spider-Man?
Can we?
Uh-huh.
Can Molly play too?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
It's a little bit silly.
Do you think so?
Uh-huh.
Part-time Ryan is working. And the bodacious redhead Aaron is out on assignment. I don't know why they didn't repeat it. Should have looped. So that leaves us to hold down the fort for this lovely Sunday afternoon after the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th. What did you guys do?
We went to one of the local theme parks.
Oh.
I can let Sarah tell the story.
Well, what we like to usually do on 4th of July is go to the Polynesian and watch the Magic Kingdom fireworks from across the way, but that was a no-go this year.
No-go.
Why is that?
Because I got to the Magic Kingdom parking lot. Well, before I drove up to the Magic Kingdom parking lot, there were many of those roadside signs saying Magic Kingdom to capacity or Magic Kingdom full, go to Epcot.
Don't even come here.
So I get to the Magic Kingdom parking toll booth thingy, and
are you eating, Adam?
Sorry, I was drinking.
Uh-huh. And they told.
And I just realized this chaise lounge that I'm lounging on is very loud. I'm gonna move over to the couch.
Is it covered in plastic? Are you a grandma?
No, it's a pleather. So it makes that like pleather sound. I wish it was covered in plastic. My couch is.
Oh, nice. That's good.
What's your couch color with?
It's covered in plastic. I know.
Oh, Millie, the other day, can I tell a silly Millie story?
You certainly can.
Okay, so I don't remember what I was doing, but I said something like, I was working on something, and I kind of went, oh, shoot. And Millie said, what happened? And I told her whatever, I'd messed up whatever I was working on. And she just goes, awkward. Like, where did you learn that from?
I didn't learn that. That bubbles. The Bubble Guppies learned that.
Oh, you learned it off of Bubble Guppies? Okay.
That's perfect. I love the Bubble Guppies.
Bubble Guppies.
I don't.
Oh, wait. How can you not?
That was awesome.
You don't like the Bubble Guppies and you watch it?
I've never watched it with her. I guess she has watched it in the past.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Anywho, so yeah, I got turned.
So you went to Epcot.
Yeah, so we got turned away at Magic Kingdom. The lady, I showed her my pass, and she was like, "Whoa, Millie!" Millie's falling off the couch. Everybody, look out!
Okay.
So anyway, they said, I said, well, I just want to go park in the Magic Kingdom parking lot to walk over to the Polynesian and watch fireworks. And the girl was like, well, just show your pass. Oh, Millie's taken charge. Dave ran out of the room, and she has climbed up in his seat.
Oh, no.
We're in trouble. Or this could be entertaining.
Hey. Oh, God. Take that, Dave.
She was much funnier all of a sudden.
This is very silly.
Yeah.
I want to sit on your lap.
No, I got to run this nonsense.
So they suggested that I go and park at Epcot and ride the monorail over to the
Polynesian.
Yeah, and so I get to Epcot and they weren't even really letting people on the monorail there unless you had, I guess, like a pass, or you were had your resort, you know, ID or whatever. So we ended up staying at Epcot.
Woo!
Which was fun. It was nice.
Yeah, that can be fun, right?
Yes.
It can be.
The fireworks looked pretty amazing from your pictures.
Obnoxious.
They were nuts.
Most obnoxious fireworks ever.
Well, they show illuminations, and then there's like an encore thing, and okay. Anyway, so there's like they do illuminations, and there's a big 4th of July encore, which is totally crazy. But after the illuminations had gone, we were downwind from all the fireworks, because then all the smoke came, and we were all covered head to foot with soot by the end of it, and
head to foot and soot.
Yeah. Adam?
Yes?
Oh, the fireworks was going crazy.
Did you like them, though?
Uh-huh.
Was it real pretty?
Uh-huh. It was really loud.
I bet. What was your favorite color firework?
Green.
Green?
Uh-huh.
What was your dad's favorite color?
Red.
Okay, what about your mom's? Wow. What about mine?
I forgot yours.
I mean, you knew it at one time?
My favorite color is orange.
Ooh.
I got orange color too, the painting one.
Was there orange fireworks?
No.
Darn it. Awkward. They did have them?
She's nodding her head.
Oh, good.
I got on that box, too.
What?
And it got on this box, too.
Oh, we have an orange box in the room.
That's awesome. You'll have to show me when I come to visit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
My 4th of July was uneventful. I did not do anything. Yeah?
Oh. What's your favorite show?
My favorite show is Modern Family.
We watch Modern Family, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your favorite show?
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
That's a good show. Mouse go hey, mouse go hi, mouse go ho! Do they still sing that song?
Uh-huh.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Are you going to sing too or no? We're splitting the scene, we're full of beans. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Who's your favorite on that show?
Mickey Mouse.
Guess who my favorite is?
She guessed Goofy.
She would be correct.
Oh, yay.
And Molly's favorite is Pluto.
Gorsk.
I love the Goofy movie, Dave.
I know you do.
When we drive to the boat, we're going to listen to the song Open Road from the Goofy movie on repeat till we get there.
On repeat?
I hope Aaron.
Do you need a break from modern living? On repeat, Dave, the whole way there.
I hope Aaron and Adam are with us during this.
I hope so, too, because how funny would that be? We'll act like Dave's radio or whoever, whatever's happening. We'll act like it's stuck on there and we can't turn it off.
Just that one song.
Yep.
All you got.
Too bad. Why did we get this CD stuck in here? On repeat.
This CD stuck on repeat with one song.
Well, no, if it was on repeat, Dave, it wouldn't matter. It would just repeat that one song over and over again. I'm telling you, it's a good song. We'll all learn the parts and we'll all wear costumes when we sing it. This is a great idea. Here it is. Good. Let's listen.
Let's listen. What's up?
Shh.
Sit back, relax.
Do you need a break from modern living?
This is Dave.
Do you long to shed your weary
load? I'll be Max.
If your nerves are raw and your brain is fried, just grab a friend and take a ride together up on the open road. Come on, Maxie!
Yep.
All in all, I'd rather read a tome. And the old man drives like such a clutch that I'm about to hurl my guts directly up on the open road. There's nothing can upset me, cause now we're on our way.
Are you guys watching the video too?
I am.
Alright.
Roxanne, please don't forget me. I will return someday. Though I may be in traction when I do. Me and Max relax and like the old days.
Stand dragon breath and acne.
God.
It's awesome.
We can sing it once.
No, because everyone will have to learn it in the car.
We'll learn it before we get in the car.
Oh.
So we'll surprise them.
Okay.
Then Sarah will sing this.
Yep.
Watch it, Mac. Or you'll be getting towed. I'm in no hurry to arrive.
Yeah.
I'll be tired.
This is you.
What? The next time I save the open road.
Here's Molly. Oh no, that's a dude, right?
Yes, it is.
So it's me. There's Dave.
Look out, you dirtbags.
There's Molly. Here comes Dave again. Here's Molly, Sarah, and Millie.
Which is young.
Right? The three of them in harmony.
To Beverly Hills
90210.
Oh, every day another new adventure. Every mile another new zip code. And the kids we have are gone for good.
And I'd go with them if I could. I got those things. I was a corpse singing.
I wouldn't agree.
How wonderful to be
on the open road. Right?
Well, there you go. That's what we'll be singing.
I want to watch that again.
No.
Hell yeah, Millie,
no.
Me too.
We're going to ask Adam once again what he
when
did.
When you're exploring opportunities on Twitter.
What?
But if you see a networking contact that loves
what else is
cooking,
talking?
Maybe share one of
I don't
your
know.
Recipes.
What are you listening to?
I was trying to watch. What? Hold on.
What?
Sorry. Here we go.
What do you have open up on your screen?
Yeah.
So Adam, what did you do on the 4th of July?
Nothing.
Did you see fireworks?
Nope. Well, I mean, like, all around.
All around?
I had some ice cream.
What kind of ice cream?
Fritz's frozen custard. And, but I just, you know, I didn't really have anything to do, just kind of hanging out.
Alright.
I saw Jersey Boys yesterday. That was good.
How was that? I've heard bad things.
Yeah, I don't know why. I really enjoyed it. But I really like Clint Eastwood movies. Like, I think he's a very talented director.
He's old.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So are you.
Not as old as Clint Eastwood.
Correct.
So what is this movie?
What did they say they didn't like about it, Dave? I haven't read any reviews on it.
From what the reviews I heard was it was just very boring. That it was nothing new.
Oh.
Nothing new, nothing nothing exciting about it. Just your typical story. Your typical rock story, I guess. Or, I don't know. I don't know anything about the story.
That's interesting. Because it is a very interesting movie. Like, to see these people. You know what I mean? They're practically gangsters.
I don't know anything about the Jersey Boys.
Oh, well.
I just know about the Jersey Shore.
Ah, yes. I think those are different Jersey Boys.
Oh. Because I'm watching a video right now and I don't see any of the Jersey Shore people on it.
Yeah, I think those are different Jersey Boys.
Okay. So now I know.
Yes.
Now I know. No. That's okay, Mel. We'll watch it after. So you enjoy the movie? Would you recommend it to your friends?
I did recommend it to my friends. I found it sad that people didn't enjoy it. Like, I really enjoyed it.
I'm sure some people enjoyed it.
I'm sure.
Let's see. How did it do on its ratings? What is it called?
Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Let's look at Rotten Tomatoes. Do you have that up, Adam?
Do I have it
up?
Nope. No?
All right, well, hold on. I guess I'll have to do it. Rotten Tomatoes. Jersey Girl?
No.
Oh. Jersey Boys.
Right.
53%.
Eek.
Unfresh. The audiences gave it a 70%. Adam? Yeah, yes, Millie. Adam, Millie's talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear her.
Adam?
Uh-huh?
You got Gobble Guppies?
I haven't watched it in a long time.
Oh. You got Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
Yeah, I like that show a lot.
Oh.
My favorite show isn't on TV anymore. It used to be called Johnny and the Sprites.
Johnny and the Sprites?
Yep, Molly and I loved that show.
All right, good to know.
Yeah, Millie should watch it. It's really good.
We'll look it up. Sarah, look that up.
Molly and the Sprites?
Johnny and the
Johnny
Sprites.
Johnny and the Sprites. Sorry.
Johnny and the Sprites. Did you see one? Well, they're really catchy songs. There were always a song in every episode because the guy that played Johnny was a puppeteer from Sesame Street, like a real live one, and then he went on to do Avenue Q on Broadway. Like, he was the guy that originated one of the roles on Avenue Q, and then he...
I don't think Sarah knows what Avenue Q is.
Really?
A puppet show?
Yeah, it's an adult puppet show. I mean, adult.
Adult, adult.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what they
Lots
are.
Of okay. cursing and intercourse and that kind of thing with the puppets.
That's.
I used a word that she wouldn't understand, Dave.
It says here, Jersey
Not
Boys.
Not Sarah, Millie.
Well, it says here, Jersey Boys is neither as inventive nor as energetic as it could be, but there's no denying the powerful pleasures of its musical moments. Do you want to know what Rotten Tomatoes said for the opening weekend?
Yeah.
Have you seen the previews for the new movie Tammy?
Yes.
What do you think of what's her name? Who stars in that?
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa, what do you think of Melissa McCarthy?
I think she's a one-trick pony.
Sarah?
Yes.
That's exactly what I said.
Right? I mean, she literally, every single movie she is in is the same person.
Really bothers me.
Me too.
Okay. Well, her movie, which came out over the weekend, was for Rotten Tomatoes, 24% rotten.
Ooh, that's really bad.
That is bad. 24%
rotten. Earth to Echo?
Yeah, what was that?
The E.T. movie?
Uh-huh.
51% rotten.
Okay.
But still better than Tammy. Deliver Us from Evil?
Yeah.
That looked terrifying from the preview.
Yeah, right? That looked really scary.
32%.
Whoa.
Rotten. Oh, that bad?
That bad.
Oh, cool.
There's a movie called America?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that about, Adam?
I think it's about Russia.
Okay. 12% rotten.
Oh, golly.
That's awesome.
What's this movie, Life Itself? Life Itself?
Oh, I don't know, but I want to see this America movie if it got a 12. What is Life Itself?
Let's see. Life. Well, see. America. Someone once observed I don't know. So let's see if we can open this up here. America.
I'm trying to look all this up on my phone.
Someone once observed, America is great because she is good. If she is ever ceases to be good, she will cease to be great. All right.
Well, isn't that lovely?
Yes, yes. Life Itself? Looks like it's a Roger Ebert movie about Roger Ebert.
Oh, what did that get?
95% fresh.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, America wow. is a documentary.
Ooh, America's a documentary.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, it's a story that questions the relevance of many America's social and economic mistakes and questions the intentions of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton in its fight to restore an America of several centuries ago.
Oh, that's not the Roger Ebert movie.
No, Life Itself is a Roger Ebert movie.
Oh, that was America.
America. Transformers, Age of Extinction?
10.
18% rotten.
Yep, that movie looks like a big pile of poop.
Yep, 18% rotten. Though 22 Jump Street, 85% fresh.
What?
Yeah. How to Train Your Dragon 2, 92% fresh. Think Like a Man 2?
7.
24%.
Yeah.
Maleficent, 49%.
It was pretty good.
Edge of Tomorrow?
Oh, that looks like a big pile of turds, too.
90% fresh.
What?
90%?
Which one?
Edge of Tomorrow?
No.
Is that the with Tom Cruise? I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah. I believe that. That's supposed to be really good.
Really?
Yeah. People have said good things. I hear good
wow.
things. The Fault in the Stars.
Yeah.
80% fresh. X-Men Days of Future Past. 92% fresh.
I want to see that.
It was real good.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
We saw it. Hey, how about you want to hear some freshness out of movies that have not even come out yet?
Yes.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
94% fresh.
Ooh, that's good.
Doesn't even come out.
I liked the first one, even though I hate James Franco.
Well, I don't think he's in this next one, is he?
No, thank God.
Some movie called Boyhood. It comes out on the 11th.
Okay.
Oh, this is a moving 12... filmed over 12 years with the same cast... Richard Linklater's Boyhood is a groundbreaking story of a growing up as seen through the eyes of a child named Mason. It's a breakthrough performance by Elar Coltrane, who literally grows up on the screen before our eyes. Starring Ethan Hawke and Patricia Arquette as Mason's parents, and newcomer Lorelai Linklater as his sister Samantha, Boyhood charts the rocky terrain of the childhood no other film has before. So there you go. 100% fresh right now.
Wow.
Can I ask you something, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm on IMDb looking at that America thing.
Yeah.
There are like, post after post reviews giving it 10 out of 10, 9 out of 10. Do you think that's somebody that works with this person and just... do you think these are fake reviews?
Well...
I'm sure they're real reviews.
Are they one-sentence reviews or are they long paragraph reviews?
They're like paragraph reviews.
Usually,
is it a Republican movie?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Then I bet you they're real.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because I bet you the Republic. Well, hold on.
Oh, wait, now I'm getting to some of the ones and threes. Here we go.
Yeah, the Republicans are probably... I mean, anybody that's a Republican is going to go out there and watch that movie and talk all about it. I wouldn't see that movie, pay to see that movie at the theater. I'd watch it on Netflix or something like that because, you know, documentaries only tell one side.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be hilarious to see what they had to say.
Well, we'll watch it when it's on Netflix.
Yep.
Even though I haven't watched Blackfish yet.
You should.
I'm not going to.
Huh?
I'm not going to.
Why?
Because I know that it's not all true.
No documentary is all true.
And I don't want to watch a documentary. Unless it's a documentary about me.
You should watch Blackfish because then you can poke holes in the story or you can be like, oh yeah, they did do that.
I'm not a scientist. I wasn't. I watched parts of it. I wasn't there. I have no idea what they do and what they don't do.
All I know is there has never been a reported orca, a reported killing of an orca, or a reported man being killed by an orca in the wild.
That's because the person's dead. They can't report it.
Dave, someone would know. What about the people that get eaten by sharks? That gets reported all the damn time.
Well, because sharks are inland. Whales are outland.
They aren't. That is not true,
Dave.
It
is true.
It is not true. Go and look online.
I saw Jaws.
And you can see people kayaking along the ocean, and orcas just swimming right by them.
Yes, so? You get
That's inland.
You get the... You know what? I could be kayaking... In East L.A. or in Compton and not get attacked.
David, you're just making false claims.
You don't know.
You would be attacked.
They would probably just look at me like, oh, this is an interesting person kayaking here.
in Compton?
In Compton. Why would this? They would just look at me and just move on. Just like the orcas. Like, huh.
Right, exactly. So why does the orcas kill people in... captivity.
They've only killed a few people.
Ah, yes. Do you know that you have more danger of a cow falling over on you and killing you than a shark attack?
That's why I still swim in the ocean.
It's hilarious.
It's why I don't swim with cows.
Right? Or walk by them.
Or walk by them or try to tip them.
Right? Because they will follow you and murder you.
They're heavy.
Yes.
Have you ever touched a cow?
Yeah.
Adam, over the week, over last weekend, I had the pleasure of visiting with intern Nick.
Yay!
And we recorded a one-hour on-the-road or show-on-the-road show called Another Wasted Podcast, Show on the Road, Dave and Nick at a big-box Swedish retail store.
Oh, Target?
No. No.
Oh, Target.
And a big, and a larger box.
A larger box.
A larger Swedish store.
Venture?
Where we ended up spending over 4.5 hours.
Yeah, they did.
4.5 hours?
Was it really 4.5? Oh, I guess it was. It was probably right about 4.5 hours.
It was not our choice.
Oh, whose choice was it?
We were prisoners.
So, in the Swedish store?
Sarah and Kristen and Millie were trying on flower girl dresses.
No, at that
Millie.
Store?
Just Millie.
No, no, no. They had a store at some bridal shop down the street. So Nick and I were like, we're going to go hang out at IKEA. So we literally hung out at IKEA for about an hour and a half before the girls came back. And then when they came back, we had some ice cream.
Did you get Swedish meatballs?
We did not get Swedish meatballs. As Kristen said, ice cream. And then we... And they do this. She was very excited to get ice cream. And then we decided, well, we didn't decide. The ladies wanted to walk through the store, and that's when we walked through the store for another 2 hours.
It wasn't.
I've terrible. Never been to IKEA, but I want to go very badly.
You never been to IKEA?
Ever.
You should go.
They're opening one in St. Louis in 2015, so I'm just going to hold out.
All right.
Why did I think they already had one there?
Because you're crazy.
I guess so.
It's probably true.
I don't know why.
No, they don't. They didn't have one. So it was really big news when they were getting one. Huh. So now that we're getting one, I'm going to buy some stuff there, I think.
You should. You should. Because it's, I mean, you have to put it all together in the directions.
Yeah, but I, you know, I'm okay for, with that. And it's probably cheaper.
The directions are all in Swedish.
Some
I, you know, I had to put together that painting I bought.
You didn't buy that painting at IKEA?
I did.
Oh, I thought you said.
But I ordered it online.
You ordered it.
Right.
We saw that painting while we were there.
Did you? Were you like, hey, Adam's got that. We it's did. Huge, isn't it?
It is huge.
Yeah, really? It's pretty impressive.
We, you know, so Nick and I are wandering through the store. We get there and we sit on a couch and we're trying out couches and sitting in desk chairs. And we were right. there probably for about 45 minutes before I thought, we should be recording this. So I brought out my phone and I turned on the microphone and I just let it record as we walked through the store. Is it entertaining? Probably not.
Doubtful.
Probably not. But is it content? Yes, it is.
Whoa.
Are we going to hear a little bit of it?
Not right now.
Oh.
It's bonus content. I'll be releasing
well, thanks
it.
Thanks for bringing that up.
If you want to hear some now, I can post some. I can
just
play,
play a little clip of it.
All right, well, give me a second here.
Right now.
Oh my God.
David. Seriously, right now.
Hold on. Here we go.
Patience is wearing thin.
I'm going to play a little bit of it right now, but I need to find a cord.
What?
In order to plug this in. Right now. I'm looking around.
Here we go.
Unprepared.
Right now.
Here we go. Any seconds.
Stuff dreams are made of.
Let's see. Is this the plug? Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. I think this is it. You hear anything?
Oh, yes.
How's that sound? No? Nope.
It's hilarious.
Whoa.
How about this? Hold on.
What was that?
Trying to start the
hold on.
Start the show.
Here we go.
I don't know how this is going to sound. Oh, I'm in the red. Hey, this is Dave from another Waste of a Podcast. I'm here with Nick. Oh, you went all in the red. How far away do we have to put this? And welcome to Dave and Nick Go to IKEA.
IKEA, baby.
Yeah, we may have say IKEA 100 times.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Hold on, let me check.
Here, let me just jump ahead here.
Yeah, to the good stuff.
Really, you're grounded to the egg.
All right, that stopped when I went to take your picture, but Nick was in a tiny egg. We'll be posting that online as well. Here's that castle.
Plenty of pictures.
I was say there's
circus
a,
castle.
It's mainly visual.
If you're going to do that, I need...
Hold on, we'll go to this part here.
Okay, here we are in the kitchen. What is that?
It's a cast iron skillet, but it only goes up like this. So the handle sits vertical.
Oh, but you can't put your arm across it like that. It's got to be... There you go.
Then that's awkward. But I guess back here it wouldn't get hot. Should pick it up like this?
What if we're cooking on that side?
Maybe it's like a roaster? I don't know what it is.
If you're maybe over here. Yeah. We're not going through all the drawers. Someone took the time to fill these drawers up with stuff.
Fake pepper.
Fake pepper. I like going to these tiny kitchens.
Have you heard enough?
This one's kind of nice.
Oh, yeah.
This one is...
like 2 minutes ago.
Son of a... So that's a bit of the content you're going to get. Of Nick and I wandering through the Swedish big box store.
That's right.
But the good news is, Adam, is now I know we can record a live show from the cruise boat.
What made you think we couldn't?
I'm sorry, what, Adam?
Like, why did you think we couldn't do that?
Well, I didn't know how it was going to sound.
Oh, so this was just a test to see how it sounded.
Yeah, so we didn't, you know, the phone could be at a good distance. It didn't need to be right next to all of our faces, or me and Nick's faces.
My iTelephone does really well with that as well.
Yeah, so we'll record, and then I can go back to the room and edit all together, and then when we get back, we can upload it and have a gay old cruise ship time.
Good.
So I'm excited. Nick's excited.
I'm excited. Well, I don't know about
wait,
the show.
Wait, for the podcast or for the cruise?
I'm excited
both.
For the cruise. I'm,
right.
I mean
I'm excited for the cruise.
I'm excited to wear board shorts and Hawaiian shirt and sandals. I'm also not buttoning my shirt up.
What night is Millie going to spend the night with me and Molly?
Yes.
Probably,
well, I've been looking at the calendar, probably none of the nights.
Okay, got it.
Look at Adam. He knows exactly what I'm saying.
Yep.
He's a man.
No.
I know what you're talking about.
He knows what I'm putting down.
Yep.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about, Adam?
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
I painted my kitchen today.
You painted your kitchen?
Actually, I stopped to podcast.
Wait, what?
I stopped so I could podcast.
Oh,
I'm
you
like
stopped.
Almost
oh, okay.
done. Like I'm like at that point where like I just need to do some of like the little finishing touches stuff.
I hate painting.
I don't mind it.
Millie's trying to talk to you again.
Oh, hi, Millie.
Adam, what's your kitchen color with?
I painted it gray, but a very nice gray. I know it probably sounds lame, but it's nice.
That does sound lame. Very lame.
Thanks, Dave.
Adam, look
at yeah?
I'm going to sing to you.
And oh, what are you going to sing?
On a cloud. I can't remember the words.
Millie, that was so beautiful. That was from Les Miserables, wasn't it? Castle on the Cloud?
Uh-huh.
That was perfect. Molly just likes to sing that song, too.
Uh-huh.
I saw that show on Broadway.
I know. I was going to ask you. I wanted to ask you about your New York trip, but then I thought, well, since he hasn't brought it up, maybe it's a secret.
It is a secret.
A secret well, he posted
it
on
started
Facebook.
Off with I have some friends that live there.
Yeah, friends.
So I went and got some drinks with them and went to Times Square and have you guys been to New York?
No.
Times Square is pretty amazing with like these people that dress up as very bad characters. Like they have, they like go and buy like the Iron Man suit from Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And then they walk around and you know, you get your picture with them and then they hound you until you give them money.
Oh no. Who'd you get your
for
picture
for the pictures? Nobody. Oh, but they had like, they had showgirls there. Like in the middle of Times Square,
uh-huh.
and they were wearing their thong underwear, not like a, you know what I mean? Like it was clearly underwear.
I'm going. I'm
and
going
then,
to New York.
Completely naked. Other than that,
I'm going to New York.
And then they painted their bodies.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I keep trying to tell
and
Sarah
they were
to
like,
do that.
Hey, we're showgirls, and you know all the perverts are going up there and getting their picture taken with them, and then. They're, you know, they hound you until you give them money for the pictures. You know, it's a very interesting thing. Some of the costumes aren't so bad, and some of them are just awful. And it's like, what in the world? Like, I wish I would have just grabbed a snapshot of the Woody that was walking around, Dave, because it was like something you would see in a nightmare. I mean, it was terrifying. If Millie saw it, she'd probably run away screaming. and so, yeah. Then I went
to
a
giant plastic head.
Yeah. Oh, but I mean, just awful. Just awful. The eyes, like it's not colored properly. It's not painted properly. It's just gross. So I went and saw Les Miserables which is a show I've seen many times, but it was so good that it felt like I was seeing it for the first time because they restaged it. So they don't have the turntable anymore.
What?
And it was incredible.
Really?
Yes. The guy that plays the Jean Valjean, his name is Ramin Karimloo.
That's easy for you to say.
If you have not ever seen him, look up the 25th anniversary of The Phantom.
Nope.
Of the opera. Watch that on Netflix.
Hmm.
All right, watch that on Netflix, Dave. That's your take-home homework.
I'm not a fan of
him. But he plays Jean Valjean, and within the first, like, just within the prologue, I was moved to tears. He was so good.
You're also a pussy.
In the prologue.
You're also a pussy, so.
Yeah, that's true. But it was really good. I would suggest going to New York and watching it.
Sarah?
That won't be happening anytime soon.
Not anytime soon.
Not with a cruise.
No.
But my iPhone broke, so I had to go to the Apple store.
In the Big Apple?
Yep. Wow. It was pretty amazing. That store is a giant glass box. And then you go in the glass box and the store's underground.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's like, really, Apple? And like, I went in there and there were so many people in there. And the guy helping me was like, oh, this is a slow day. I was like, what? I'm not kidding you, 300 people in there.
Jeez.
Easily.
Like, is there stuff that you can try? Like, you can...
No, it's a regular Apple store. That's all that it is.
Yeah.
I look forward to someday going to the Apple store in Times Square.
It wasn't in Times Square. It was off. It was more by Central Park.
I look forward to going to the Apple store in Syracuse.
There you go. But I would. It's a city that I actually want to live in.
What are you going to do in New York?
Exactly.
Pay a lot of money.
What can't you do in New York, Dave?
Can't do anything, you know. It's too expensive.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Where do you want to live in New York?
I don't know. This is going to be when I retire or something. Like, I clearly can't do it now.
How much is rent in New York?
Probably just as much as other places.
Let's see, $2,000 to $3,200.
That's probably right.
For a studio.
I thought it was crazy expensive.
For a walk-up?
Well, I mean, depending upon where you live, yeah.
Sarah, you didn't hear what I just said?
Yes.
$2,000 for a studio.
Yep.
Studio. You want a one-bedroom, $3,200.
Yeah, but where are you looking at in New York? Like, I can live...
These are furnished New York apartments.
Right.
Too much, Adam. You can't afford it. Come to Florida
instead.
You're
right.
Come to Florida instead. We have.
Well, I will do that as well.
We have places that look like New York.
I will. Summer in New York and winter in Florida.
Oh, look at you, fancy pants!
I'll be very rich.
Apparently,
you knew that, though, Dave.
Well, you're going to be famous. Speaking of famous, you need to get a hold of your most famous friend.
I do.
Yes, and get him on the show.
Mort.
Yes. Is he your most famous friend?
Yeah.
You need to get him on the show.
I think he's my most famous friend.
I don't know any other... I don't know if you know anyone who's else as famous.
My mom's cousin used to play lead guitar for Three Dog Night.
Him next. Which would be easier?
I don't think either of them would be easy.
I can't think of a single Three Dog Night song.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Nope, that's not it.
Yeah, that's Three
Dog Night. Oh, that's just Three. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
That's the only song I know. He was when they did their reunion tour in the 80s. Yeah, not like an original one.
That's like my brother. He was almost the guitar or bass player for some other 60s band. They asked him to join. Hold on.
Hello,
It's raining outside.
It is?
Uh-huh.
But don't go outside, you'll get all wet.
It is brick outside.
Yeah, maybe you should get an umbrella.
I got the... I got my Mickey Mouse one.
Perfect. Well, you know what is best thing to do when it's raining outside?
What?
To sit inside and watch movies. That's my favorite thing to do when it rains outside.
Are you okay?
Oh. I'm just coughing.
I'm just tired.
Your dad is silly.
Just coughing and dying, it's alright.
I really thought that was hilarious.
Nothing like coughing while you're drinking water.
Ugh, the worst.
I wasn't exactly sure what I was going to do. I was about to spit the water back out, but I'm like, oh, I can't really do that.
What am I doing?
So I just pooled it at the bottom of my mouth. It was okay.
How do you cough with any water in your mouth and not spit it out?
I pooled it right here. I coughed. Covered it with my tongue. Everything was fine. I was able to drink it afterwards.
I'm not that coordinated. It would have been everywhere.
It wasn't everywhere.
No, it wasn't. You're right.
Good save, Dave.
I'm a talent. Let's talk celebrity death, shall we?
Oh.
Boo-hoo.
The guy from Designing Women passed away.
That's right. And he was also Hollywood from Mannequin.
Yes. Yes, he was. So that was sad. 67 years old.
Yep, some people die.
It's true. Some more than others.
Right?
Yes.
Some more than others?
I don't know. Some
people die more than others.
Some guy named James Harness died.
He invented the harness, I'm sure.
From the reality show Gold Rush.
How did he die?
He had a stroke.
Oh.
But he had a pain pill problem as well, so.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But the Designing Women guy, he was had cancer, so.
Oh.
Bobby Womack? Anybody? A veteran.
Baseball player?
Jazz player?
A veteran soul singer, is that what it
says?
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's look that up right here. Bobby Womack. Let's see what he has to say. Well, he hasn't had much to say. He's passed on.
Hey, get your
I hate commercials on YouTube. Hey, did you know Mel Gibson said his anti-Semitism is behind him?
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, yeah, good for him.
Hey, don't hate the Jews anymore.
They ain't so bad.
He washed that racism right out of his hair.
Let's see.
It was that easy?
Yep.
He went to one of those camps. The same time where he
right.
turned
Auschwitz.
From being gay.
Auschwitz. He washed the... Yeah, you he expunged his gayness and his anti-Semitism. Oh, yeah. That is if
you
want to keep your thing
together. Yeah, you want to keep your thing together.
Speaking of anti-Semitism, I read this on Facebook the other day. Someone posted, I don't know, there was a terrible story out of Israel about four teenagers that were kidnapped and murdered.
What?
Yeah, there were four Israeli teenagers. They were kidnapped and murdered in Israel, and their bodies were found. And someone posted on their Facebook page what a tragedy that was, which is true. And then they ended it up with, but they're with our father now, so everything's going to be okay. To which I had to fight back every ounce of my being to say, if they're from Israel, odds are they're Jewish. And if they're Jewish, they're probably not going to be with Jesus. Right?
Yes, that's what I would assume.
That's what I thought. It was smart of me, though, not to respond, right?
Yes.
Because it would have turned into some sort of bitter battle royale.
Right. Sometimes there's just no reason.
But it just... I don't even know what to say. It just made me so angry. It made me almost want to become religious, Jewish again. You know, to go into my Judaism, and just to make it, you know, to prove them wrong. But I decided not to. I did all the research and then stopped. I couldn't post anything. It would have been wrong, right, Sarah?
It would have been really not necessarily wrong, but not a good thing to do to happen.
So, but that, you know, ignorance like that really makes me, really chaps my hide. That's all. That's all I have to say on that subject.
Does it, Dave?
It does.
Sorry.
Because I'm not a religious man, but, you know, if you throw a religion at me, I'm going to have to, you know, say, correct your facts. And Jews don't believe in Jesus.
Yeah, but they still believe, even though that they don't believe in Jesus, that they'll... Like, her in her heart believes that that's what's going to happen to them.
The only way they'll be saved is if they accept Jesus into their hearts. I looked it up.
Good for you.
That's the only way they'll be saved, according to that side of the religion.
Oh.
Is if they have to accept Jesus before they die.
Oh.
That way they'll be saved. If they don't, if they stick true to the Judaism in their beliefs... And they can't be saved, even though we're God's chosen people. We are the chosen ones.
God, I'm going to quit this show if we're going to get all churchy.
We're getting temple-y. Temple-y?
It's all churchy to me.
Ah, Sarah.
Walker. I'm out of here.
All right, then let's talk about Michael Jackson.
Thank you.
Five years.
There's nothing churchy about that guy.
5 years ago, Michael Jackson died. Can you believe that?
I'm surprised he didn't die sooner.
Jesus. Where were you when Michael Jackson died?
Probably podcasting?
No. You were not.
We weren't 5 years ago?
No. Well, we probably did a podcast, but we weren't podcasting 5 years ago when Michael Jackson died.
Gotcha.
Because I remember specifically exactly where I was when it happened.
Where were you?
I was at Downtown Disney. And I heard someone mention it as I walked past them.
Yeah.
And I got on my cell phone, which was about to die, which is something typical in my life. And I looked it up and found out that he had died.
Hmm.
And I was emotionally nudged.
Adam, you seem unemotionally nudged about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He's the king of pop.
You know, I don't know what it is about that kind of thing, but it is never, like, musicians don't hold the same, like, place for me than, like actors.
Like the guy who...
Chris Farley died.
Like who, what?
Chris Farley, when he died, I was sad.
I was sad, too. Do you know where you were when Chris Farley died?
Yep.
Where were you?
I was, I had a job. I worked for a company, and at the time, I was having to drive the president of the company home because he'd gone legally blind.
Jesus.
So I was sitting in the car waiting to pick him up, listening to the radio, and they came in and said that Chris Farley had died.
Did you wail sob as you drove the
president? That would have been hilarious. Like the bottom lip quiver.
Well, as long as you held it in, your boss would have no idea because you couldn't see nothing.
That's right. He'd be like, "What's that sound?" I'd be like, "I don't know.
It's the radio.
Something's wrong.
I have a bad connection.
I sound like a ghost. I'm doing my spooky voice.
Ghost."
Oh, that's funny. I'm going to do a character like that guy. The always crying guy that tries to pass it off as something else.
I like it. Look, we write that down. I was...
Oh, that's one of my characters for the cruise.
I was... Jesus.
That'll be like when I'm really drunk and the bridesmaids are there and I'm just like... Jackie Chan.
I was in my car as well, driving. I think I was driving to school.
I don't remember where I was when I found out the news that Michael Jackson died. I honestly didn't care.
You weren't stunned for a moment?
No.
You were like, huh.
Like, there's some people that, I would be stunned if they died. Like, well, maybe not. Like, the more I think about it, I'm like, oh yeah, well, clearly.
Who would you be stunned if they died?
Denzel Washington.
You'd be stunned if Denzel Washington died.
I would be stunned if he died.
What about...
But, like, Justin Bieber. Let's throw him out there. Who would be shocked if that man died?
No, I wouldn't be shocked.
No one. Who would be shocked if Lindsay Lohan died?
No.
No one.
What about if Eddie Murphy died?
I would be shocked if
that. I'd be shocked.
Now, see, and here's the thing is, I didn't realize that Chris Farley was a big drug addict.
Uh-huh. I knew that.
And I guess that was my own naivete. You know, I was 19 years old.
I was not.
And, but, like, when I heard, like, Whitney Houston died, I was like, surprise, surprise, she was a crackhead.
Yep.
I was not saddened by that.
What about when Phil Hartman died?
That was sad, because he was murdered, wasn't
he?
Yes,
he was.
His wife shot him.
His crazy wife.
Yeah.
I was also in my car when I heard that.
Oh, Dave, don't ever get married.
Wait.
Wives go crazy.
I did get married.
What? I thought you guys just had the same last name. Damn it. Dave, you are screwed.
No, I knew it.
She's going to manslaughter you.
Manslaughter?
Involuntarily.
No, she's going to voluntarily do it.
She'll voluntarily manslaughter you. But it was sad when Phil Hartman died.
Do you remember where you were when Kurt Cobain died?
No.
I
remember where I was when OJ was driving down the highway.
I remember I was when OJ drove down the highway as well.
I was at the lake.
I was at my brother's house.
Doing drugs?
Doing drugs off of a hooker's belly.
What?
Whoa!
Yes, it was a good night. No, I was watching, what were we watching? The NBA Finals, I believe. And in the corner was the NBA Finals, and the other corner was the Chase. It was real stupid.
Yeah.
And then the next day we went to Florida. Woo-woo!
Florida.
Florida.
To go to Disney World?
To go to Disney World and to Universal Studios.
Nice.
To see King Kong.
Have you been to the new Hogwarts?
Not as of yet.
Are you going to be able to go?
We are, but we have to wait until...
Till after the summer.
Yeah.
Nice. Now I'm Toach Gels.
It'll be fun.
Maybe we'll go when you come to town. Probably not, though.
I was going to say, he's here for like a day.
For a day. For that day, that's all we'll do.
Well, I come in on a Wednesday. Then we have all day Thursday. So we could go Thursday. But who wants to spend another $100 to go?
Not me.
Exactly.
Let's just go to a place that you guys can get into. That's and then right. If I have to pay for those, that's no big deal.
The beach.
Rather than all of us having to pay to go to
Gatorland.
What you call it.
Gatorland.
Right?
Let's go to Gatorland. You can have some gator jerky.
And I could ride that new what you call it.
Gator?
No, the new mine train.
Oh, yeah. I'm not waiting in line.
Well, in October, we won't have to wait, will we?
I hope not. But the... according to the initial reports from friends, the new Harry Potter attractions are awesome.
Yeah,
it looks incredible.
And I think someone said off the hook.
Off the chisel.
Off the hizzy.
Well, if it's even partially as cool as the other part, the first part, it should be.
It's going to make the other part look like shit.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh
really?
This is terrible. No, it's not terrible. It's going to be equally as good.
Have you been at all since there's been a Hogwarts and stuff?
Yes, we all went.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Millie, was, we did baby swap on
oh,
the
that's
ride.
Right. That's the only time yes. I've ever been on that ride. Because we swapped babies.
Was Manker there, too?
Did we get a different baby?
No, it was just us.
Was it?
Hey, it's been, by the way, July 4th just came and passed. Manker was not here.
No.
It was when you guys had your annual passes.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. My cousin or my nephew just went there with his mom the other, like a couple weeks ago, and he got selected at the
to make a
Ollivander's wand shop.
That's so cool. I wish
yeah,
we could have.
He had to buy it.
Oh, did he really?
Like, my sister was like, he was like, Mom, you chose me. And she's like, all right.
Son of a bitch.
All right. $635.
Well worth
it. I thought they gave it to them. I didn't realize.
No, you have to buy it.
You are selected to buy this wand.
You don't have to buy it.
You
but who wouldn't
have
buy
been
it,
chosen
right?
to spend $35 on this wand right this way to the cash register.
Right, but honestly, who wouldn't buy it?
Oh, I mean, if I was chosen, I'd buy it.
Right, me too.
I want a wand. Last time I was there, I went through every single wand and looked at them all. Maybe this one? No, but none of them chose me, so...
Loser.
I must not be a wizard.
I really like the Harry Potter movies. Makes me so sad that the books are done.
Well, they're going to write different books.
They're doing offshoots, but it's not going to be the same.
Of course not. I'm sure there is plenty of fan fiction out there.
Yeah.
Have you read the James Potter books?
No.
Have I told you about them?
No.
I thought I had.
Nope.
Some dad, also equally as sad that these stories had ended, well, his kids were as sad, wrote another book just for his kids, but it turned out to be so good, he self-published it on the intertubes, and it turned out to be so good that J.K. Rowling did not sue him.
Oh!
So he's written three books, I believe. And I read the first one.
You did?
I did.
Not the same?
It's the same, but not nearly as good, for one.
Right.
And, I don't know, some things seem more forced than others, I don't know. There was James Potter and the Hall of Elders Crossing, James Potter and the Curse of the Gatekeeper, and James Potter and the Vault of Destinies. Oh, there's another one, I guess. James Potter and the Morrigan Webb.
Hmm.
So it's interesting because it stars, you know, features James Potter, and then all of his relatives are all there.
Like, is Sirius there?
I believe so.
Nice.
And other cousins. The first book wasn't so bad because all of his other cousins and whatnot were younger. They were a couple older, so, you know, they made appearances, so it wasn't so bad. I thought Harry was in it far too much.
What?
Yeah, I would have rather him not be in the book. I would rather, because, you know, it's James Potter, I thought Harry, you know, now as an adult, I didn't really want to read about him as much.
But isn't James Potter his dad?
No, it's his son.
Oh.
Well, go sit on the couch.
Okay, I was very confused for a minute.
Sorry. No, it's about his son, Harry.
Gotcha.
Their son, James.
What's his name, James?
Oh, the author?
Is it? No. His son's full name is James Sirius Potter, and the other one is Albus Severus Dumbledore? Or Albus Severus Potter?
I believe so. I don't know. I haven't read them in a while. But it was interesting. I mean, and it was nice, and it was the same deal. It went through the whole school year. But I thought, I don't know. Once the second book started, I didn't like it nearly as much. Wow, this cough is not going away. I do apologize to everybody. whose ears I've coughed into, mostly just you, Adam.
Oh, thank you.
I apologize to you. So you have to get Mort on the show.
Okay.
Since you did comedy with him for years.
Comedy.
A comedy, sketch comedy group, world known, left at the lights.
Really?
Known throughout St. Louis?
There you go.
The premier St. Louis sketch comedy group.
And new parts of St. Louis knew us.
There was no other comedy group in St. Louis better than you guys.
That might be true.
Right? I don't remember any other. Were there any other?
I don't know.
I think you guys were the only sketch comedy group.
No, they had another one. Remember that Mikey got all mad that... started a feud with.
Yes, they were in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. But I think you guys must have been better.
I don't know. We're pretty good.
Right. I thought Aunt Sharon was a fine, fine sketch.
Aunt Sharon.
I found pictures the other day. I was going through all my photos and clearing out one of my hard drives.
Right.
And I have all these pictures of Aunt Sharon.
That's funny.
Let's see. It says here, 1 out of 5 women want designer vaginas.
What?
That's what it says. Almost 1 in 5 women are interested in having designer vagina surgery, according to new Australian research. The study found women who had greater exposure to images of female genitalia were more than likely to consider the procedure. Labiaplasty.
Gross.
They surveyed 351 women between the ages of 18 and 69 and found 17% were interested in having labiaplasty.
69-year-old lady out there wanting...
I'm sure that would be the majority. And 19% of the women had discussed their appearance with the appearance of their stuff with friends. Sarah, have you ever discussed the appearance of your stuff with any of your friends?
No, I have not.
Never?
Never.
Even in your youth?
Even in my youth.
Huh.
I promise you I haven't.
Huh. Adam, do you know any girls that talk about their private part appearance?
No.
They don't come up to you and say,
You should see my labia.
You should see the mess that's going on down there.
Nope, never had... that conversation with anyone.
No, neither have I. And I've never seen a pair that I didn't like. So, there.
Nope, not going to do it.
Not going to do it? You're not going to get them
no.
prettied up?
Would you guys want to pretty up your stuff? I would think it's probably pretty painful.
Adam?
If we could make it bigger, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Why not?
No.
Sarah, would be bigger, be better?
No.
Thank you for lying.
Oh, is that not true, Sarah?
What?
Bigger's not better?
Is that the telephone?
What? What? Really? Yes, I'll come in. Gotta go.
Honestly, bigger's not better, but, you know... small is not great. I guess too small is not great. It needs to be an okay size.
I don't recall. Do you have experience with too small?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Never. I wouldn't do that.
Do you have experience with bigger? Miliana, get out of here. It says men worry far more than women about their who's it size. Did you know that, Adam?
What was it? Men?
Men worry far more than women do about their who's it size.
Oh, I would believe that.
Let's see. One study published in April in the Journal of Proceedings found that women preferred larger ones only... up to a point. Anything bigger than a flaccid length of 2.99 inches did not additionally impress women.
What was it? How long?
Well, this is flaccid. 2.99 inches, so it's about a 3-incher. Flaccid.
That seems...
But that's not... That's this.
I know, but that's like that.
Wouldn't it triple in size?
Yeah, triple.
Doesn't it?
I don't know how that works.
I don't either, but wow.
It said that found that women prefer larger ones only up to a point. It said anything up to a flaccid length of 3 inches did not additionally impress. So if you were flaccid and you were 7 inches long, it didn't impress them.
Huh.
And preferences... why am I listening to Harry Potter music still? That's awkward. A 2012 study published found similarly ambivalent female preferences. In a study, women who experienced frequent V orgasms were much more likely than other women to express interest in better endowed guys. For women who didn't prefer VOs, penis size was far less pressing matter.
Hmm.
Hmm. So if you can get them off without the P, then...
You're good to go.
You're good to go. Feeling shame. Do you feel shame about yours, Adam?
I don't know. I've never... Like, no one has ever made me feel shamed.
No one's ever laughed.
Oh, no one's ever laughed.
Thank God.
No snickers.
No snickers.
No ghost crying.
But I guess the only people that have ever seen it have been very nice to me, I suppose.
And or the lights have been turned off.
Yes, that always.
I don't think...
Or any... I'm really good at other things.
Spending your money.
No, what if I'm a really good kisser, Dave.
Oh, with money.
Yep, a money kisser.
What were we going to say? What were we going to say, sir?
I don't think people would laugh in your face.
They wait until after?
Maybe, oh. But...
They laugh to their friends?
I don't think people are as worried about it as we think they are. You know, like,
I think that you're probably right. I think that us guys are probably more...
Like, you're more concerned about yourself, but your partner probably is like, eh, I don't care.
Right.
That goes the other direction as well.
Yeah.
I don't care how messed up your stuff is down there, sir.
Dave, you have such a way with words.
Thank you. It says here, a recent Journal of Sexual Medicine study found that the average American man's pee averages between 5.6 inches long when it's erect.
Gotcha.
5.6 inches. Get the rulers out, everybody. Send in your rulers. And send them to Aaron.
Yes, please.
The bottom line to all these numbers, however, is that they mean... they meant not for...
What?
I don't know. This is bad English writing. Quite a few of them have been teased about their size either by an ex-partner or in the showers as an adolescent. So I never took a shower in high school, so no one can make fun of my junks. Unless I have my bathing suit on. All right. Well, this was by far one of the worst shows we've ever done.
It was pretty bad.
Oh, good, good. This is going
there
to make...
There was no hands across America.
This is going to make Nick and Dave and a Swedish big box store sound awesome. You're going to listen to this and go, oh, Jesus. What is Nick and Dave talking about? Because I want to hear about different chairs and couches. That's got to be interesting, right?
It's got to be.
Sarah is laughing at us.
I am. Well, Millie is very talkative tonight. That was a little bit distracting.
What?
I think she's tired.
A little bit distracting?
Are you tired?
Hey, Lori's in the room. Once again joining us as we're going to wrap it up.
Right?
You missed the good stuff, Lori.
Yep, all the good stuff is done.
So yeah, the other 137 shows. Have I told you I'm listening to a nude pod? A new podcast?
No.
She says, hi, today is a Monday. No, I think we're moving some shows to Sundays. So that's why. I'm listening to Piper's Pit.
Rowdy Roddy?
Yep, he's got his own podcast now. I listened to a terrible show with Brutus the Barber Beefcake and Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Ugh.
And when all three of them were talking, I couldn't tell who was talking. They all sounded exactly the same. Oh, except for Jimmy Snuka, because he sounded like this. Well, you know what it is. You know what it is, brother. It's just all the same. And that's it. He had not much insight. But, I mean, and I joke, because he did sound like that. But it was very interesting, Adam. If you like wrestling at all, like old school wrestling, every once in a while they break into old stories of the 70s and the 80s. And
that would probably be somewhat interesting.
And they talked to one story about how there's one wrestling promoter which everyone hated, and they took his cigar that he was smoking and rammed it up one of the other wrestlers' behinds, and then put it back down, like the smoking end, like the side you put in your mouth, and then they put it back on the table, and the guy picked it up and continued smoking it, and he continued yelling at them, left the room, came back, and goes, "And this place smells like shit." But it was
nice.
But it was actually the cigar that was in his mouth.
Ugh.
Smell like shit. So he's interviewed people like TNA's Impact's Billy Ray, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Jake the Snake Roberts before he passed away, I hope.
He died?
Jake the Snake, yeah.
He did,
Sarah. Back me up on this.
That. When?
Like when?
Jake the Snake. I'm 99.9% sure Jake the Snake Roberts died. Well, a couple months ago, right after he was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
No, that was the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, that's right. Jake the Snake's career is dead.
Uh-huh. Yes, that is for sure.
Is Jake the Snake the one that does like the yoga stuff now and the
No, that's
thing?
Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh yeah.
You're right, Jake the Snake's still alive. There's a whole article about how he's still alive. He's the son of former wrestler Grizzly Smith Snake. Grizzly Smith. He's Jake the Snake. He started wrestling in 1975. Pro wrestlers. Dead alive. Dead or alive. We should play that game.
I feel like we have.
What, pro wrestlers are dead or alive?
Oh, pro wrestlers. We'll save that for another night.
Who's the clown wrestler?
Doink.
Ugh, God, that's so disturbing. Dustin was trying to listen to the show tonight. He did not. He asked for a direct link and I gave it to him.
Well, he missed out for
sure. And then he didn't do it?
Nope. Here's an awesome picture of on Facebook of Phil Collin, the guitar player from Kiss, playing dressed in all or did I say Kiss? The guitar player from Def Leppard. He's dressed in Gene Simmons' Kiss armor.
Interesting.
Why is he doing that?
Well, they're on tour together, but this stuff looks so large on him, it makes him look tiny. Do you see this, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's very silly. All right, well, let's end this.
Okay.
Ticked off now.
What? You should see my new kitchen. I'll post a picture online. It's pretty.
I remember.
Pretty awesome.
I remember how it used to look.
Yep, now it's a different color.
Now it's a young, hip kitchen.
Didn't it have, like, not wallpaper?
Not yet. I'm redoing
something?
The cabinets, too.
Well, can you come to our house next?
If you have a list of things you want done, just...
You may need more than a day.
Oh.
We need you to drill a hole. We need to take a wall out and replace the board. What's it called? What's that board called?
It's like the green foam or green board.
A green board.
Like
the green board?
Yeah, we need you to put a green board in and then put the wall back together. We don't have any of the tools.
But the shower tray needs to be changed.
Oh, yeah, we need to change the shower tray as well.
What's the shower tray?
Yeah, that sits underneath the shower. The pan.
Oh, yeah, shower pan.
And you replace the shower pan. And then all the tiles. Can you do that in a day?
Yeah, that's going to... I can totally do that, but it would take me a lot more than a day.
All right, well, a day and a half.
Oh, it would take much longer than that.
Well, we won't go on the cruise then.
Because we'll have to tear it all out.
Yeah.
I know. I keep thinking that, like, we could do it ourselves, but what do we do with all this stuff that we're tearing up?
You throw it away piece by piece is the only way to do that.
Yeah. I guess
so. You can totally do that yourself.
I've looked in books. I've seen pictures.
It's not that hard, right? It's time consuming, yes. But nothing that you've said is going to be difficult.
They just want to charge us $3,000 to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure only $3,000?
It's a start.
Way more than
it was a start of $3,000.
So that's to replace... I mean, basically, you're replacing your shower, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I just want to get rid of the whole thing.
That wouldn't be terrible. Maybe we'll have to try to just figure it out and do it.
I would.
Do I need a sledgehammer?
No.
Damn it.
No.
Because that's the only thing I was looking forward to doing.
I mean...
Wouldn't we have to break up the tile? On the shower?
It depends on how it's in there. I would use, like, you can get a pry bar.
Oh, ow. Oh.
And do that. But you have to replace the green board behind it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would score it with a razor blade. Uh-huh. And then, you know, you could knock one of them out with the hammer and then just grab the rest of it and pull it down. Because you got to pull down the drywall.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to Skype. Video Skype. And you just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Got it.
I changed the light bulb on my TV. I can be able to do that.
Yeah, if you can do that, you can do this.
I can do physical labor.
I mean, this is tearing something out and then just building it new. Do you guys have a drill?
Yes.
Okay, that's all you need.
I have a drill. Excellent. That's all I have.
Do you have a hammer?
I have a pink hammer.
Okay.
A small lady's pink hammer.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
That you get in one, that Sarah got in one of them ladies' tool sets.
Excuse me, Dave, how is it you want a house and no tools?
I've repaired a lot more things than you have.
Right? That's amazing to me.
Son of a bitch. I got
Dave's a real pretty lady.
I got all sorts of tools. And I am a pretty lady. And Adam, what do you have coming up in the upcoming week?
I don't really have anything. Improv is going to be July the 18th.
July? Is that a Jewish comment?
Yes.
Just checking. So improv, and this is, what is your improv group called?
Twisted Improv.
Do you have a website?
No, we're on the Book of Face.
Do you have what your Facebook page?
Twisted Improv.
Excellent. Do you have any YouTube videos?
No. Surprisingly, no. We should work on that.
Do you have any audio?
Nope.
Do you have a record coming out anytime soon?
Nope.
Are we going to record a record for you? We need to record your album.
You know what? We do.
When you come to town...
You know, I need to do an album before I do anything else.
When you come to town in October, I'll bust out the acoustic guitar and we'll sing Ryan Adams' greatest hits.
For reals, Dave, we should do that.
Not Brian Adams, but Ryan Adams.
Oh.
I don't know who that is.
Oh. Well, you should at least learn a couple songs, Dave, and we'll sing them and put them, and we'll make a, we'll play it for...
Millie will play the maracas.
Another waste of a podcast.
Millie will play the maracas.
Okay.
And Sarah will play the bongos.
Can we sing 500 Miles?
Acoustically?
Yep.
Sure.
See, we got this.
All right. Sarah, what do you got coming up in the upcoming weeks?
Pretty fun. I can now get into my blog, so you can go to sarahprettyfun.blogspot.com. Which is exciting. I'm excited that I can post stuff on my blog again.
I'm excited, too.
Sarah's
also trying to get into a craft show in STL, so maybe she'll be back in town.
I know, Adam. I didn't want to...
Do you want to stay with me?
I can.
Well, you can stay wherever, but...
I didn't want to jinx myself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Saying anything.
I'm sorry. And that didn't happen. We're not talking about that.
But, Adam, if I get into it, it's the weekend before the cruise, so I...
Seriously?
Probably fly down with you guys. Hopefully, if the flight's still open or whatever. But... I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, it's the same. It's the weekend before, so...
Wow.
Millie, what do you have coming up? You have Aaron, you've got Aaron coming up? Millie, what song did you want to sing for Adam? Well, she said she wanted to sing another song.
Oh, you
want to
sing another song?
Can you sing?
What you say?
Can you sing the Who Are You?
Who are you?
That was incredible.
Who are you?
Who? Tell me, who are you?
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
Can you sing do 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 da da da?
Do 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 da da da. I want to say to you.
Do 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 da da da. All I want to say to you. Say sing it. Do 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 da da da. All I want to say to you.
That was awesome.
Thank you. Anything else you want to sing before we let Adam go?
I forgot.
What was that song you were singing this morning, Millie? Yeah, sing that. Rainbows?
Sunshine, lollipops, and raindrops, and in the twilight, swims after me, and something to...
On that note,
that's
how the show is going. Adam, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Dave.
On this late show. Hopefully someone will find this mildly entertaining. I've got nothing coming up, but look for... Oh, don't forget, I did post the Best Of Volume 1. Adam, you should download it. It's pretty funny.
I should. I bet it's pretty fun.
I'll also be posting the bonus show next week of Dave and Nick road trip or on the road with this large big box Swedish store. So on behalf of me and my good friend Adam and Sarah and Miliana and the other guys who aren't here, let's all do this again sometime. See you.